What is the difference between humility and honesty, and how are they connected with spirituality? Okay, see, the basic connection is that we grow spiritually when we feel the need for Krishna. We feel the need for Krishna at various levels. So, ultimately, Shunyaitam Jagat Sarvam Govinda Virahesh. That is a need out of love. There can be a need out of pain also. Krishna, without you, I'm in so much pain, so please come. Artho Jigyasa Arthati Gyani Chabharadashma. So, whatever it is, we have to feel the need for Krishna. So, when we lack humility, when we have pride, that means we feel I'm self-sufficient. I don't need Krishna. So it could be for solving my personal problems. Say, I need, if I have a good job, if I have a lot of money, what do I need God for? God is for poor people. If I am outgoing, if I am courageous, then say God is for fearful people. People who can't, timid people who can't face life. I can face life. I don't need God. Yes, God. If God can help those who are fearful, but God can help those who are fearless also. Okay, you may be fearless, but you may be fearlessly foolish. I am fearless, but I am fearlessly going towards a dead end in my life. So God can, we may all feel the need for Krishna in different ways. And humility means acknowledging the need for Krishna. Pride makes us feel that I don't need Krishna. So in the context of relationships, when I said humility means to acknowledge the complexity of reality, that means that, no, I don't know why is this person behaving in this way. So maybe Krishna has to reveal to me. So I should not form a judgment. I should not form a label. But rather I should observe. Okay, maybe I should try to observe, try to learn more. So Krishna will reveal to me. Prabhupada himself was a pure devotee, a Mahabhagavat. But when he was going to America, what was he saying? Krishna, you please make my words understandable to them. That means he is saying essentially that I don't know how I'll communicate to them. But you are in their hearts. You are in my heart. So please give me the words by which I can speak, by which you in their heart will grant them understanding. They will understand. So to the extent we feel the need for Krishna, we will naturally have humility. And I would say honesty is related. Honesty basically means, in this context, acknowledging the finiteness of our capacity. Finiteness of our capacities, whatever it may be. Okay, I have a lot of money, but still my money is finite. And tomorrow, something may go wrong, I may lose everything. Today I may be brilliant, but tomorrow, what if I get Alzheimer's and I forget everything, including that I am brilliant? So many things can go wrong in life. So honesty means my capacities are there, but they are finite and they are temporary. They'll be there, they will go. So then, when we acknowledge the finiteness and the temporariness of our capacities, then that brings humility. I need Krishna. Even if I feel that I don't need Krishna right now, I actually need Him. And then, we can move towards Krishna. So, without humility, without honesty, spirituality often becomes a social cosmetic. It's something which we put on to look good in front of the world. I am also spiritual. But actually we don't feel a need for Krishna, we don't go closer to Krishna. We just are situated in our own comfort zone. With humility and honesty then our spirituality becomes a drive that takes us closer to Krishna and that transforms our heart from its love for worldly things to